Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Department of Education says federally funded programs cannot provide career and technical and adult education to undocumented students. But according to an announcement yesterday, the new rule is not legally binding. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillips spoke with Roxanne Garza, who works with the education advocacy group called Ed Trust. Garza says the department does not have a way to force programs to follow the rule.
If the department is sending every institution or every program a letter that says this, you may just go ahead and comply and figure out how you exclude students so that you're not, under some sort of threat.
Garza says states should send their own guidance to programs about what is and is not legal and how they can continue to serve students. The State Department of Public Health says a measles outbreak in southern Illinois is over. My colleague Alex Degman reports the outbreak started in April. It ended on May 22nd. In all, 8 people got the measles. A couple more were counted in Cook County. None of those people were vaccinated, but none of the cases were reported serious. The southern Illinois outbreak comes as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports nearly 1,300 cases across the country. It's the highest number in more than 30 years. Ryan Kroeke aides Governor J.B. Pritzker on health issues as an assistant deputy governor and says anti-vaccine rhetoric is directly causing this.
Public figures like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and President Trump are undermining decades of public health progress in our country.
The State Public Health Department says vaccination is the best way to prevent getting and spreading the measles. A full MMR is 97% effective. The Chicago Public Library annual summer program is in motion with reading lists, nature-themed events, and challenges with prizes. Now, this year, the library has added more than 400 new events tailored specifically for adults. Here's librarian and program lead Kendall Kidder-Gosshorn.
Sometimes I think adults especially can maybe not think that the library is a place for them. And so we really are just trying to invite patrons into our library spaces and let them know about all the amazing programs that we're offering.
Adults can participate in book clubs, gardening workshops, hikes, and more. Professional lacrosse is not usually a game played on a boat, but that's how it happened yesterday along the Chicago River. And my colleague Summer Van Benten was there.
The Premier Lacrosse League hasn't had a home game in Chicago since 2019. To mark the occasion, they set up a miniature field on a river barge.
This isn't what the actual game looks like.
Trevor Baptiste is a player on the New York Atlas.
Playing with softer balls, throwing the ball around, doing some trick shots and things like that, but we're having a lot of fun.
League CEO Mike Rabel says they're trying to make lacrosse more accessible.
It's a Native American sport. It's a sport that's about giving back to the creator who provided resources. And so we really try to remember this sport is really truly for everyone.
Men's and women's games will be at Northwestern University this weekend. Summer Van Benten, WBEZ News.
You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago honors people who have left their mark on the city with an honorary street sign, and our Curious City team went out to find out what happened when one of those signs went missing.
Hi, I'm Jessica Popovec. Outsiders often associate Chicago with famous people like Al Capone, Michael Jordan, the Obamas. But for some, there's another name that comes to mind.
Swami Vivekananda.
Curious City listener Mihir Patel moved to Chicago 20 years ago from India. He says that back home, kids learn about Swami Vivekananda the same way kids in the U.S. might learn about Abraham Lincoln. Vivekananda is credited with introducing Hinduism to the West, and a lot of that work happened in Chicago. That's why, in 1995, the city dedicated an honorary street sign to Vivekananda on Michigan Avenue, in front of the Art Institute. But on Mihir's most recent visit...
Wow, that sign is not there? And I was like, hold on.
So he asked Curious City, why was the sign removed? First, let's take a step back and look at Vivekananda's connection to Chicago. In 1893, he took the long journey from India to speak at the first ever Parliament of World Religions, which took place at the Art Institute. You'll find a plaque dedicated to him at the museum today. Vivekananda wasn't even invited to the event, but this relatively unknown man took the stage and gave a major speech that railed against sectarianism and religious violence.
And he talks about the importance of dialogue between faiths.
Dr. Madhvanti Ghosh is a curator at the Art Institute.
So essentially establishes how South Asia over many centuries had been the place of refuge for people from all over the world who were, you know, running away from discrimination in different lands.
Vivekananda talked about the foundation of the Hindu faith and told his mainly Western audience that they were all worshiping the same God. He received a standing ovation and left a lasting impression on the crowd. He'd go on to open Vedanta Society centers across the U.S. Today, there are two in the Chicago area. I asked the Chicago Department of Transportation what happened to Swami Vivekananda's sign. They said they had no idea. In fact, no one in city government tracks these things. They referred me to Linda Zabers, who's written a book and runs a website on Chicago's honorary signs.
No one's really watching them except me. And buildings go up, scaffolding goes up, the sign is in the way, it gets taken down, it gets forgotten.
Linda isn't sure why the Vivekananda sign would be removed, but she says it's always been one of her favorites.
And I have learned so much about how amazing the city is and the people who live here, the people who have come through here, that people from really all walks of life made a difference. And we share the same city and the same history. And you feel the connection your listener felt when seeing the Swami Vivekananda sign.
Back to Mihir's question about what happened to the sign. When I left the Art Institute, he was right. It wasn't there. But I walked a block north to Monroe, looked up, and there it was. Turns out, Vivekananda still has his honorary sign, just a little ways up Michigan Avenue from the original spot. For Curious City, I'm Jessica Popovac.
Weather, partly sunny skies, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late afternoon, a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, cloudy with a very good chance of showers and thunderstorms, and some storms could include heavy rainfall and damaging winds, a low in the low 70s. And then for the weekend, showers likely Saturday, sunshine on Sunday, highs for the weekend in the mid 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.